Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Oh.
I thought you were serious. I thought you thought it was Lane Kiffin. No, the first line was, I only talk to God when I need a favor. So I said, is it Lane Kiffin?
Yes, it is.
All right. Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll is celebrating his 41st birthday. But thank you for letting me know you were kidding when... When you agreed that it was Lane Kiffin on that song. Crowder is with us in Nashville. Solana and Jimmy and I are in studio. We're going to have the MLS trophy with us in studio in the 5 o'clock hour today. I had mentioned right at the beginning of the show that today was the anniversary of something that has affected our show and I imagine will affect our show forevermore. On this day, in 1954, Burger King opened in Miami. Do you know, and we've done a million segments on cutting a Whopper in half, and that's why I say that it has infected the show for years. Do you know what Burger King was originally called? It was originally called something else. It struggled for 3 years before it was dubbed Burger King and became a hugely successful burger chain. Do you know what the original name was?
Burger House.
I've read this before. I don't even think it has Burger or King in the title.
It was called Insta Burger King. It has both Burger and King in the title.
Boy, likes to lie.
He is, I mean, just, it's incredulous.
I felt good about that one, too.
I know it does not have either Burger nor King.
How could I possibly get that so wrong?
Oh, how? I don't know. Maybe you've never listened to anything in your life or retained anything you've read.
He's seen that recently.
Occasionally. Originally, it was called Insta Burger King because it was instant, obviously. It struggled for 3 years before dropping the prefix and then introducing the Whopper, which came with a 37-cent price tag, which was more than double the price of a McDonald's burger. And this is what I find interesting. I happened to read a story on it today. Why Burger King stirred up controversy when it first opened. The two owners, they were struggling for 3 years. They'd been partners in a franchise in Florida for a fast food company called Insta Burger King. But that year they bought the company, they invented a new type of broiler for their burgers, dropped the Insta from their name, and introduced a burger that would change the game, the Whopper. They'd hit on the idea for a new, larger burger after visiting Whataburger in Gainesville, but not the Whataburger we know today. It was a completely different restaurant just called Whataburger. The Whopper featured a quarter-pound beef patty with a lot of fixings. the idea of a bigger burger was a fairly new idea. McDonald's wouldn't release its quarter pounder for another 16 years.
Wow.
Man.
The price tag on the Whopper was 37 cents, equivalent today of $4.18, it says. Although I don't know when this article was written. I guess it was written today. Yeah, it was written today. While McDonald's was selling its burgers for a mere 15 cents. And so they say, imagine the sticker shock if you're a consumer in the 50s and all of a sudden the burger is 37 cents. But it says they took a risk by pricing it at 37 cents. The gamble paid off. The Whopper ended up saving Burger King. Even with the higher price, the new burger became an instant hit. Both men would later lay claim to naming the Whopper, but there doesn't seem to be a dispute that McLemore, one of the partners, came up with the idea of giving the burger its due by installing signs at Burger King locations proclaiming it home of the Whopper. By 1959, Burger King began expanding quickly and was now selling the Whopper for 40 cents. McLemore and Edgerton sold the company to Pillsbury in 1967. While some Burger King menu items didn't last, like the incredibly short-lived Whopperito, which was just a burrito with a Whopper inside.
Fire.
The Whopper is still king. It remains the chain's signature sandwich. Burger King sells more than, do you want to guess? How many Whoppers does Burger King sell each year? More than.
30 million.
50 million.
2 billion.
God.
They sell more than 2 billion of the burgers each year. And that is the story. And that is, to channel Paul Harvey, and that is, what the hell did Paul Harvey say? And that's the rest of the story. That's not it. What did he? What
and that's the rub.
No. What did Paul Harvey, the most legendary radio storyteller of all time. Oh, and now you know the rest of the story. Let's give that to DBJ. That Paul Harvey line, DBJ will know it for sure. And now you know the rest of the story.
Quite a smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was. I didn't know that. It was the Whopper and big as hell and then, you know, fed on people's gluttony.
Fed on people's gluttony. We didn't, like, they didn't know in the 50s that Americans were gluttonous creatures, but they found out pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yep. Do we have almost like a moral obligation to support Burger King over McDonald's, Wendy's?
Because it's a Miami-based company?
It's a South Florida brand. Support local businesses. No.
I want to know how many of those flat chicken planks they sell every year.
Yeah.
Because whatever it is, it's not enough.
Good question.
375, 378.
Why is Burger King hated on? I never understood this. We've talked about this.
The burgers don't taste as good as McDonald's or Wendy's. They just don't.
I don't agree with that, though.
No, because
they say flame broiled, but they really nuke them.
No.
There's a taste to that flame broil. Yeah. It's a little weird taste.
Yeah, it's a weird taste.
The Whopper is delicious. It's delicious.
It's my least favorite fast food burger.
Least favorite?
Least favorite.
I eat the hell out of it, but it does have a different flavor, whatever that flame broiler does to it.
I've been telling you guys this. Hawk, it's similar to how you expose people to truisms about things they've been lied to their entire life. Mini golf happens to be one of the ones you always point to. Epcot happens to be one. This is my truism that I will go to the grave with. Burger King French fries are delicious. But there's just been this ongoing narrative on social media for years. People have just been tricked by what I believe to be McDonald's pushing this narrative against Burger King French fries, and people bought into it. So they just say Burger King French fries suck without realizing they haven't eaten BK fries in a long time, and they happen to be really good.
I'm Paul Harvey. Good day. That's how I used to end every segment.
A question mark?
Yeah, it was kind of a weird phrasing of it. I'm Paul Harvey. Good day. And somebody says, and this is what I agree with, the Burger King flavor, it's chemically tasting. I feel like they're trying to replicate the flavor of a grill, but I think it does it in a strange fashion.
Yeah. Because you can't keep a real like barbecue going for 14 hours straight.
Right. And so they try to replicate this, you know, grilled smoky flavor, but I just think it's odd.
Well, yes, you can keep a barbecue going for 14 hours straight. You just need enough propane.
Propane?
But nobody wants propane on their meat.
I'm Paul Harvey. Good day.
Propane?
All right, let's get headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
You guys want Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Do I want him with the Heat?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I don't think I could break up what the Heat are doing right now.
Giannis can run too. Get your big ass down this court, Giannis.
All right.
So Giannis yesterday
You wouldn't be nervous at all, huh?
No. All
right. Nervous about what? Stopping or mixing up what the Heat are doing?
That's right.
So you don't want Giannis having the Triple J one-on-one ISOs? You
I
want
do.
Triple J having
I do. Triple J stinks again. I watched him last night.
That would be Giannis.
Man, well, I watched the Bulls last night. This is one of the worst teams in the NBA. I mean, literally one of the worst teams in the NBA.
Yeah. I genuinely cannot believe. I told you this after the Heat ran them off the floor, beat them by 38, probably could have won by more. The fact that we spent so much time on the Bulls and you trying to convince people, the good people of South Florida, that the Heat and the Bulls are on the same level is preposterous.
Well, I think by the end of the season they will be.
You need to get your head examined.
Good day.
Solana, I'm interested in this pace of play thing. It's a great case study.
It is wearing down Tommy Tighe. We're all in agreement.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, his feet are killing him.
Giannis odds, next team odds via Bet Online. The San Antonio Spurs are the favorite at +150, 3-2 odds.
All right,
Wemby and Giannis together. Interesting.
That's scary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You never can drive. You'd better shoot well because you ain't bring your ass in there with them big fellas standing around.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, but the French and the Greeks historically. Do they have a good relationship? I don't know. I don't know how that would work. Knicks are 2-1. Atlanta Hawks are 6-1. Miami Heat are 7-1. So they're in the mix. There was this report from Bill Ryder, who's a friend of the show, that Giannis has his team set out. The Heat and the Knicks are the two teams. But again, like, he wanted to go to New York. That's what Wendy was saying over the offseason. It seems like the Knicks are really the team he'd like to go to. But it doesn't really matter per se. Like, the Bucks are going to do what they have to do in terms of get the best offer back for Giannis.
Yeah, no doubt.
Jalen Brunson and Giannis and get rid of old Snuffleupagus? That's scary team.
Yeah, but I think you would all agree, right? Giannis, Bam, Hero.
Well, I don't understand. You don't have to give up anyone if you're the Heat to get him?
Well, let me read you a...
Hypothetical?
Hypothetical, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hypothetical trade from Bleacher Report. This is all just right. On Bleacher Report. Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Kasperis Jakučonis.
Well, you just asked me to imagine.
No, I didn't say Khalil Ware.
No, you said Giannis, Bam, and Tyler. But now you're telling me they're trading Tyler.
Okay, Giannis, Bam, and Davion Mitchell.
I believe it has neither Berger nor King in the title.
Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Terry Rozier, Kasperis Jakučonis, 2 first-round picks.
Do you disgust yourself sometimes?
Yeah.
They can have them.
Everyone?
Yeah. Giannis?
For me, honestly, there's nobody that's untouchable for Giannis. I'm even including Bam in that. There's no one for me who's untouchable when it comes to acquiring Giannis. Mm.
But I think you keep Bam because...
Well, obviously, you'd like to.
Right, but Bam and Giannis together immediately is the best duo in the league. Immediately.
Is the best duo in the league.
It's immediately the best duo.
Better than LeBron and Luka.
Solana,
by far.
You value, and I sound like a hater of Bam. I'm not. I really enjoy Bam as a basketball player. You act like Bam's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Bam is not a Hall of Famer. Bam is a really good basketball player.
Bam Adebayo will be a Hall of Famer.
So he won't.
Wow.
I believe he will be.
From what?
He's won 2 Olympic gold medals.
Well, it is the Basketball Hall of Fame, so that does come into play. You're right. It's not just the NBA Hall of Fame.
We've done this exercise with Marc Gasol, and Bam has a higher ceiling than Marc Gasol ever did. He's going to play for longer than Marc Gasol ever did. He's all defensive. First or second team a lock pretty much every single season. If Wemby doesn't win the award because he doesn't play enough games over the next couple of years, Bam's going to get his Defensive Player of the Year award at some point. This dude's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Has he gotten one yet?
No.
Why do you keep using that as one of his, like...
Because he should. He should have.
He should. He should, Hawk.
It does. No, no, no. It does. It does. Hawk. Is Eric Spoelstra.
This is the Notre Dame argument. This is the Notre Dame. Notre Dame would beat Miami
Nonsense.
If they played them now, but unfortunately they played them in August.
Is Eric Spoelstra worthy of being Coach of the Year by now?
Yes.
Should he have a Coach of the Year award by now?
But he doesn't.
Okay, but he still should have one.
I can't use that as one of his accolades to get into the Hall of Fame, that he should have a Coach of the Year right now. I mean, who's the Bill Zito? Bill Zito should be General Manager of the Year. Doesn't have one yet.
Ridiculous that he doesn't.
But you can't make that argument that Bam goes into the Hall of Fame because he should have a couple of Defensive Players of the Year. And then you said he's always first or second team. So now you're going, he should be in the Hall of Fame because he's one of the 10 best defenders in the league?
He's the best defender in the NBA before Wemby got here. He's the second best defender, the most versatile defender in the NBA for the past decade.
Well, what did they do with Rudy Gobert?
This is you speaking. This is not the NBA speaking, Solana. What is it going into?
You know why?
This is nine.
It's because of people like Crowder.
Nine.
This is people like Crowder,
Solana,
who all they do is they pull up the box score here. Oh, Rudy Gobert had 4 blocks per game all season long. Okay. He must be the best defender in the NBA. When in reality, Rudy Gobert is unplayable late in games because he can't guard anybody anytime he gets mismatched with a quicker guard.
Okay.
Guess who can guard those people? Guess who can guard Tyrese Halliburton out in the perimeter, Crowder? Guess who can guard Giannis Antetokounmpo? Guess who can guard everybody but the Joker, obviously. Nobody can guard him. Bam Adebayo.
So the NBA Defensive Player of the Year is judged upon a bunch, 20, 30 Channing Crowders? That's who's deciding on that every year?
Because he's right. You're saying that the people who vote on that aren't watching basketball the way you are, and that's absurd.
You know basketball better than anybody that votes on this award.
Well, here's the thing. They don't have a trained eye.
All right. Can you give us the rest of the headline so that we, you know, we have enough time with Rob Pizzola?
The Florida Panthers play today at 7 p.m. That's your puck drop. The Heat play tomorrow, by the way.
Well, obviously, if they play at 7 p.m., that's your puck drop.
Yeah. Tomorrow, the Miami Heat will play in Orlando, 7 p.m.
That's your tip-off?
That's your tip-off. Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop into the 60s, the upper 60s.
The confidence with which you said it has neither burger nor... nor king in the name. I'm not exactly certain of the origin story, Hawk, but the one thing I know
is it
doesn't have burger or king in the name. You take it from here. All right. It was called Insta Burger King.
I just read something recently.
I mean, you guys are the idiots that put my name on this show.
The funny thing is, it has neither your first or last name. You just haven't paid attention. You haven't retained it yet. All right, Rob Pizzola is going to join us in the next segment. We'll get some football picks from him, and we'll get a pick for the Panthers game tonight, Panthers-Preds tonight. So we'll ask Rob Pizzola his opinion on that. And then in the 5 o'clock hour today, the MLS Championship Trophy will be here, and Kevin Egan as well from Apple TV. So do not go anywhere. We'll get some winners with Rob Pizzola in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Rob Pizzola, he's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, a professional sports bettor based in the lovely nation of Canada. He's also the founder of the Hammer Betting Network, and you can catch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show on YouTube and all other major podcast platforms. Forward Progress dives deep into weekly matchups, betting markets, and analysis from some of the sharpest minds in the industry. Follow Rob on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How you feeling? Your Cowboys are playing tonight. You're a big Cowboys fan.
I'm excited. Yeah, listen, the Cowboys have been playing really well lately. They finally had full health on defense, and it's kind of really changed things around. When you have a top five offense and your defense is no longer the worst in the league, you can actually make some noise. So I try not to get excited when it comes to the Cowboys, but I think playoffs, it could happen, and you just got to get in, and then you never know, because there's like no elite teams this year. Any team can lose in the NFL. Rams lose to the Panthers last week. Who saw that coming, right? So I'm excited as a Cowboys fan for the first time in a very long time.
And Rob, being a Cowboys fan, are you a fan of Jerry Jones? Because I think he's a great owner. I think he's terrible at everything else.
I'm with you there, Crowder. I don't want to say too many bad things about the guy. Obviously, you know, he bought the team. He led them to a lot of success in the 90s. But since then, I think he's overstepped his boundaries a little bit. Sometimes I think a lot of Cowboys fans would be just like, Jerry, stay out of the spotlight. You don't need to say things. You know, coming out and just making up stories about how they offered Micah Parsons and a first for Quinn and Willett. Like, that never happened. There's no planet where that ever happened. And the Jets said no in real time to that deal. So, you know, it's that kind of stuff that bothers me. But with that said, they're fielding a pretty decent team right now. And Dak's finally getting his flowers. He's had a really good year. Picking up George Pickens was fantastic. It's hard to believe a team would let him go. Obviously, you know, personal issues and stuff like that. Some teams don't want to deal with it. Fine. Cowboys get him. They have two really good receivers now. The defense is trending upwards. So, yeah, I'm pretty optimistic. But certainly not the biggest Jerry Jones fan, that's for sure.
What is Cowboys game night on a Thursday night like in the Pizzola household? You make something special? What's the setup?
No, there's nothing special. It starts with well in advance, where I tell my wife, like, figure out something else to do on this night, because I don't want my wife seeing me watch Cowboys games in real time. You know, I don't like to. I've had to be on some live watch-alongs on Forward Progress this year during Cowboys games. I had a terrible one against Arizona, a great one against the Raiders. I get into it a lot. It's my favorite team. I cheer for them. So for me, it's just, I like my peace and quiet alone. I don't need my friends around, you know, rubbing it in my face when Detroit makes a big play or something like that. I can see what happened. You know, I don't need someone else to tell me what happened. So
I love when people do that, when they know you either love a team or have money on a team, and they tell you something that just happened terrible for you and somehow seem to be taking some sort of pride in that. Yeah, that annoys me.
It's like, wow, the Cowboys defense is getting carved up. It's like, yeah, I know, I have eyes. Like, I'm watching the same thing. I don't need you to reiterate it to me. So I like to personally just watch Cowboys games alone. I'm not, I take it in myself and,
snacks. What do you do for a meal and snacks?
Yeah, I do it all.
Like Cheez-Its?
No, I'm not like a
Goldfish crackers.
I don't do the shopping for our family.
Right. But you do the eating. So what do you have? I do the eating. What do you take out of the, Ruffles? All dressed?
We do have all dressed.
That's a Canadian.
I'll tell you
chip.
This sounds really lame. It always starts with me trying to eat like some sort of healthier snack. And then as the game goes on, I start to get into, you know, the real garbage food. So my wife will cut up some celery. She'll put it in the fridge and I'll have like some celery. If I'm feeling crazy, I'll scoop some peanut butter with the celery.
That. I love that.
But then as the game goes on, it's the chips get broken out and you're like, what am I doing with carrots and celery here? Like, this is no way to live, right? So, but you don't start that. You don't start that way, or because by the time the half comes around, you feel like garbage, right? You need to feel like garbage after the game, not during the game.
All right. Makes sense. What about soda? Yeah, I see you're drinking water there. What are you drink a soda? Have a beer?
Drink soda. I am a beer guy.
Really? By yourself? You'll have a can of beer or something by yourself, a Labatt's.
I won't have a single can of beer tonight. It will be probably a sixer, I would say.
What?
That's likely what's going to go down.
By yourself?
Soda,
you'll have a sixer by yourself just watching a football game? I've never had a beer by myself.
I don't work like traditional hours, right? My Friday is I got to be online for when injury reports start coming in, usually around 1 in the afternoon. So I can sleep in. This is my like Monday night, Thursday night. I go, you know, I don't want to say I go hard, but like I enjoy myself because Tuesdays and Fridays I can sleep in a little bit. So, yeah, that's going to be my night.
I would have bet my life savings on Pizzola either being one of these like super into craft beer kind of guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like IPA. He could tell how many hops.
Yep.
Are in the beer or like a wine sommelier on the side.
No, a craft beer guy. You're 100% right on that. Something super cutesy in the grocery aisle that, you know, nobody else has their eye on because you're always looking for the underdog.
I am a craft beer guy.
Yeah.
I will say this.
Great call.
I drink all beer. So usually I said I'll drink a sixer tonight, but I don't really go out and buy six packs of beer. I buy tall boys and just like a bunch of random ones. So I'll mix in some regular lagers, some IPAs. I kind of just like to sample and try different things. That's a bit of my routine. I also do buy a lot of wine, but this is going to sound insane, but I get my wine recommendations from ChatGPT whenever I'm buying.
Wow, interesting. Do you think ChatGPT is going to change the handicapping game?
I don't think so. I've tried to experiment a little bit with building some models in ChatGPT. It's way behind the curve right now. There's just something about the human element and watching games that you can pick up on little things here and there that the computer is never really going to be able to do. It will get closer. An average person who's never built a model before can now leverage AI to help them build a model. That's cool and it's a nice thing to do. But is it going to ever get onto the, like, am I scared that AI is coming for my sports betting income? No, I'm not. Maybe 20 years down the road, but we're not even close to that yet.
Fascinating. All right, let me get some winners here, hopefully, from Rob Pizzola. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. Cowboys at the Lions tonight. Lions are 3-point favorites.
You know, listen, there was money on this afternoon that came in on the Lions. Brought it up to 3.5 in a lot of spots. I don't agree with that money. And this is coming as an unbiased Cowboys fan. The first thing I will always do when it comes to betting an NFL game is I will run my number on the game. And that's going to be my opinion regardless. Detroit is still being priced like they are the Lions of old. And they are not the Lions of old. Like, losing both coordinators in the offseason, especially Ben Johnson, made a huge difference for that team. The offensive line is nowhere near as good as it was last year. You have Amon-Ra St. Brown, who is like a game time decision today. He couldn't even wrap his ankle and come back into the game last week on that ankle injury. This is a guy that's very reliant on making his cuts to separate. You look at that receiving core, even a guy like Khalif Raymond, who's normally down the depth chart, he's hurt. Their backup tight end to Sam Laporta, Brock Wright, is hurt. They just don't have the same weapons on offense that they used to. And they could lean into the running game, but since adding Quinn and Williams, the Cowboys are much better at stopping the run as well. So I don't see Detroit being this high-powered offense that everyone thinks of them as anymore. On the other side, they play a ton of man. They play a ton of one-high coverages. These are looks that Dak has killed all year long, because if he sees Pickens or CeeDee Lamb one-on-one, he's going to give him the ball. And the Lions just don't have the corners to be able to defend that. Terry and Arnold went on IR. They haven't had Kirby Joseph at safety since week 7. So I'm not really buying this line move here. I think the Cowboys are very live in the game. Famous last words, but I bet Dallas at a worse number than today, and I added some more today on Dallas because I just don't think the market is caught up to the fact that the Cowboys' defense is not what it was early in the year, where everyone was wide open all the time. They're playing like league average defense. They're, you know, guys like Jadeveon Clowney are getting after the quarterback, rotational good pass rushers. So, yeah, I like Dallas in this game.
That's fun to have the side that you're betting on, the team that you're rooting for. That Ooh. Makes it, double the excitement. Double the excitement.
Some would say they like to go the other way.
I don't like
no
that.
No matter what. I don't like that either, Mark. Yeah. I'd rather just bet on my favorite team and cheer for them. I don't need like an emotional hedge or something like that because, you know, yeah, sure, I could lose the Cowboys and win money on the Lions. I don't
Yeah,
like
what
that.
Fun is that? There's one other game tonight, and then I'll get to the Dolphins game. The Panthers play tonight, and Panthers have been very disappointing as of late, but they're obviously extremely injured. It's not really the lineup that you would expect from the Panthers. They host the Predators tonight. Panthers are -200 favorites, even though Panthers have lost 3 home games in a row.
Yeah, they get Carter Verhaeghe back tonight, I believe, which will be nice for them. There's any sort of depth they can have in the lineup. I know it's really disappointing for Panthers fans. And to your point, Mark, it's just been injuries all year. They're at the bottom of the East. But Nashville is next level bad, is what I would say. So this is like a really good opportunity for them to get back on track. You look at Nashville being near the bottom of the West. Nashville's played 16 of their 26 games at home as well. So they're playing home games and they're still not winning. I actually played a little bit of Panthers puck line tonight. So right now you can get -1.5. It's +135 or so right now on that. I didn't go crazy with it. I would call it like maybe a half unit type of bet. But Nashville to me is just as pure a fade as it comes in the NHL. They don't really do anything well. They give up a ton of goals. They don't protect the net front well. So good potential bounce back opportunity for Florida here. And yeah, that's where I'm at. So
get right game. We got a get right game on our hands tonight.
I will say this. It's only one game, a random Thursday night game. If Florida does not look good tonight against Nashville, there's some real cause for concern at this
point. Yeah, we were because we did the show out there on Tuesday, and we were asking some of the broadcasters, and one of them was like, made me a little bit nervous about, you know, because everyone's like, oh, once they're healthy, you know, sneak in as an eight, they're fine. But there's going to be some sort of cutoff date here where right. You just can't say that anymore, where it's just a lost season.
And it's the new NHL with all late in the years, all these 3-point games, so many teams going to overtime. So when you have to start passing like four or five teams in the standings to get in the playoffs, well, they're getting a point every night somehow. It just makes it harder and harder to do that. So you're right, Mark. At some point before the new year here, they got to make some sort of run. And it's challenging. Obviously, they'll get Tkachuk back at some point. That's going to help them a bunch. But this is the opportunity for them because the Preds are a bad team. And I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, but I think Florida routed these guys earlier this year. I think it was like 7-3, 8-3, something like that. I'm trying to remember that game. Could have been on the road. Could be wrong about that. But regardless, good spot for the Panthers.
Hey, Rob, we're kind of up against it. So just like a yes or no, the Sabres this year, are you buying the Buffalo Sabres?
What?
No.
Okay.
No.
Where did that question come from?
Yeah,
well, they're turning heads, and every time the Panthers play them, they beat the Panthers. But the Buffalo Sabres have been trash for years. I mean, aren't they bottom feeders in the NHL, Rob?
What is going on here? They're turning heads. Whose heads?
They're turning heads. They're playing much better hockey. And I was reading in the Athletic,
better hockey than when?
They're turning to the exits.
Here's the weird thing about being a better. I almost never look at the standings, right? I don't care about the standings. I just care about.
Maybe you should, Rob.
But there's no way Buffalo is not like a bottom three team in the East right now.
Where did that come from?
Why
are you interested?
Are you sure this wasn't an article from like 6 years
He's
ago?
He's trying to flex some sort of weird hockey knowledge.
Not at all.
You're
concerned.
Oh, no. Hold on a second. You guys.
You're concerned because you're not buying the Sabres or not.
I just pulled up the standings. They have the worst points percentage in the East. They're dead. They're dead last in the East.
You're not buying them yet. You need to see a little more.
Are they turning your head? Did they turn your head?
They've gone 6-4 in their last 10 games, guys. So, you know, stop the press.
Above 500, Rob. Above 500.
Yeah. Let's see if they could string that together. There's 82 games in a year, Salada.
Where did
10.
That question come from? I have to know. I have to know.
What do you mean? It's the Sabres. It's a pick.
name one player on the Sabres.
On the Buffalo
Sabres? Yeah, on the Buffalo Sabres. No, yeah.
I couldn't name one player.
Name one player in history that's ever played for the Buffalo Sabres.
Patrice Bergeron.
Incorrect. Lifelong Bruin right there. A B team. You get that. The team started with a B.
Oh, my God. What was that? Are you having a stroke? What was that?
Don't get upset because you're not following the East. Don't get upset because you're not following the East. Some of us are following the Panthers and the Eastern Conference. Some of us are following them.
But what does that have to do with the Sabres?
I just wanted to know if Rob, who follows hockey more, was buying the Sabres. What's the problem with that?
It was just such a random segue there.
I mean,
before we let you go, like we don't even have a Dolphins game to talk about.
We've never mentioned the Sabres on this show. I don't even think when the Panthers play them. I don't even think you know what a Saber is.
No idea. Okay. I wasn't even sure that was the team name.
Don't get into it. Just a yes or no.
That was the strangest question.
We could have flew right by it, huh?
And could have flown right by it. You kept going like this. Like, I've got one quick question. Like, he was adamant. And I knew I needed to get to the Dolphins game. That's what you had to squeeze in.
Sabres.
You know, guys, I joined before you went to break, and I heard it's the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
Yeah.
They finally included Solana in the And this is what he come. This is how he pays it back.
Yeah, that's how he pays.
Feels
it back.
Like he's. He feels like he's got this immense pressure now to talk sports with you guys. He's the Sabres.
So is that a no, Rob?
Wild left turn. Usually I can see a left turn coming. That was wild. Dolphins Jets on Sunday. Dolphins are 2.5-point road favorites, Rob.
Yes. This one's an interesting one because when I first saw the line in this game, my immediate thought was this was on Sunday. It's like, this is going to be Tua playing in the cold. I've seen that song and dance about a million times before.
0-7.
And it's not the greatest. Now, the more and more we're looking at the weather reports here in the Northeast, I mean, it doesn't look that bad at all. No wind. It's not going to rain or snow. In terms of cold, not too bad. I'm looking at the Jets injury report right now. Tony Adams not practicing. Jarvis Brownlee not practicing. Jermaine Johnson, edge rusher for them, limited with an ankle. The Jets are pretty beat up on the defensive side of the ball here. So now I'm like, I don't really know what to do with this game necessarily, but I think this actually could be a sneaky over in this one. You look at the Jets, they've been much better with Tyrod Taylor under center. They actually have a downfield passing attack now. A.D. Mitchell, who they brought over from the Colts, gets good separation, drops a lot of balls, but he can move down the field. John Mechie, another guy that they've incorporated into the offense. So I think there could be some sneaky points in this game. Jets are dealing with a lot of injuries on the defensive side of the ball. Their offense has gotten better overall. That's where I would look. From a props perspective, I know you guys have access to Hard Rock. In Florida, there's two props that I like in the game that you guys can bet right now. One is Malik Washington for the Dolphins. I like his receptions over 2.5 minus 135. He's just getting a ton of snaps, really, for this number to be that low. He's gotten at least 3 targets in every single game since week 2. He gets a lot of easy looks. He's not like a high A-dot guy where he's running downfield a lot. Everything's close to the line of scrimmage. So I like his receptions over 2.5 minus 135. And I was looking at the other side of the ball here and taking Breece Hall over 16.5 receiving yards. Breece Hall got 90% of their snaps at running back last week. He's a workhorse. You look at Miami this year, they've given up almost 40 yards a game to opposing running backs out of the backfield in the receiving game. It's just another easy look for the Jets offense to keep it moving down the field. So Malik Washington receptions over, Breece Hall receiving yards over for that game.
What was the end game with that question? I have to know the bit. That you had to have been doing a bit. What was the bit?
There's no bit.
Yeah.
You truly were interested in the Sabres.
I genuinely wanted to know if Rob would play.
It would be like me talking Dolphins Jets right now and then you interrupting and being like, "Well, what do we think about the up and coming Titans?
No,
how
but,
are we feeling about the Titans?"
That would be a fair question because we talk football on this show, we watch it and know it.
Right.
None of us watch hockey other than Panthers games, and none of us have any interest in the Buffalo Sabres. It was bizarre. I didn't even know they were in the East. Like, the whole question was bizarre. I have to know the play there. What was the play?
Just wanted to know what his thoughts were on Buffalo. Sabres.
Yep.
Wild.
There was a famous philosopher, I don't remember which one, he said, humans by nature desire to know. And that's Solana, right? He just wants more information.
He had a desire to know about the Buffalo Sabres.
Solana Stottle.
All right. Well, I apologize. I apologize for that question, Rob. I didn't know that was coming, and it wouldn't have made it through read-through had I known that was coming. Rob Pizzola likes the Cowboys tonight, laying the points. He likes the Panthers tonight on the goal line, minus 1.5. And Dolphins Jets Sunday likes the over, likes Malik Washington over 2.5 receptions, and Breece Hall over 16.5 receiving yards. You can follow Rob Pizzola on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. That was delightful, Rob.
All right, guys. Best of luck with the bets.
Next
go
week.
Cowboys. Go Sabres.
Give him a little heads up on what might be coming.
I'll prep for every NHL team next week.
I mean, obviously.
Know what's on the board.
Heavy Sabre talk.
Are you buying the Sabres? Could you imagine a worse question being asked on our show, but really on any South Florida sports talk show in particular? Like, Are you buying the Sabres? By the way, on December 4th, a quarter of the season's been played. Are you buying the Sabres? That is just shocking.
Big week coming up for the Blues too, Rob. So we'll recap next week.
I swear when you were leading with the – I thought you were going to ask me about the Lightning. Like, the Lightning have been hot. I'm like, okay, this makes sense. Another Florida team. But when you said Sabres, man, I was just like, what am I missing?
Boggling. I still feel like I'm missing something. Like, there's something at play here. There's no way that you legitimately wanted to know that question and kept saying to me, please let me get this quick question.
Yeah, very quickly. Yes or no?
That's all you needed, too, a yes or no. You just want to know, yes or no, you're buying the Sabres.
I just want to know what his thoughts were on the Sabres.
No, but you didn't want to know his thoughts. You just wanted a yes or no, and then you'd piece it together from there. Fascinating. You are a fascinating creature. All right. Sorry, Rob.
No, it's no need to apologize. Solana should apologize, not you, Mark.
No, I'm not going to apologize. Sports show.
What was your follow-up?
Yeah, like, and now have your concerns been allayed, or yeah. Do you have new concerns?
Well, now I just know. I mean, he's not buying the Sabres, and I'll move forward with the NHL season following the Atlantic Division, knowing Rob's not buying into the Sabres.
But it doesn't seem like you're following them based on what he told us about the Sabres.
I have no idea anything about the Sabres. Nothing.
All right. See you, Rob.
All right, guys. Take care.
That was delightful. All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hours coming up next. We're going to get a visit from the Trophy and Kevin Egan, and I'm terrified at what I might ask.
Solana's excited.
I think he might try to interview the Trophy.
Kevin.
Oh, my Lord.
What you got written up for Kevin?
That was bizarre, man. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.